Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life. By Anne Lamott. Books.Kim, Free Summaries of Best-Selling Books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life is a book written by Anne Lamott, published in 1994. The book is part memoir, part writing guide, and offers advice to aspiring writers on how to approach their craft. It also provides insight into the author's own struggles with writing and life. The title of the book comes from an anecdote that Lamott shares about her brother when they were children. He was overwhelmed with a school assignment to write a report about birds. He had procrastinated until the night before it was due. His father told him not to worry, they would take it, bird by bird, and eventually he finished his project. Lamott uses this story as an analogy for tackling any difficult task or challenge in life, break it down into small pieces and take them one at a time. She applies this idea specifically to writing, offering tips such as keeping your workspace organized, setting realistic goals for yourself, being willing to revise your work multiple times, and learning how to accept criticism gracefully. In addition to providing practical advice on writing techniques like outlining stories or creating believable characters, Lamott also discusses topics such as writer's block and self-doubt. She encourages readers not only be persistent but also be kinder towards themselves during moments of difficulty or failure. Throughout the book, she interweaves personal anecdotes from her own experiences as both a writer and mother, which provide further insight into her philosophy of taking things, bird by bird, in order to achieve success despite obstacles along the way. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Writing is a process. Writing is a process that requires patience and dedication. It is important to take it one step at a time and not be overwhelmed by the entire project. Main idea number two. Writing is a craft. Writing is a craft that requires practice and skill. It is important to take the time to learn the basics and to develop your own style. Main idea number three. Writing is a journey. Writing is a journey that requires exploration and discovery. It is important to be open to new ideas and to take risks. Main idea number four. Writing is a form of self-expression. Writing is a form of self-expression that allows us to explore our thoughts and feelings. It is important to be honest and authentic in our writing. Main idea number five. Writing is a form of communication. Writing is a form of communication that allows us to share our ideas and experiences with others. It is important to be clear and concise in our writing. Main idea number six. Writing is a form of healing. Writing is a form of healing that can help us to process our emotions and experiences. It is important to be gentle and compassionate with ourselves when writing. Main idea number seven. Writing is a form of exploration. Writing is a form of exploration that allows us to explore our inner world and the world around us. It is important to be curious and open-minded when writing. Main idea number eight. Writing is a form of creativity. Writing is a form of creativity that allows us to express our imagination and create something new. It is important to be imaginative and playful when writing. Main idea number nine. Writing is a form of connection. Writing is a form of connection that allows us to connect with ourselves and with others. It is important to be open and honest when writing. Main idea number 10. Writing is a form of transformation. Writing is a form of transformation that can help us to grow and evolve. It is important to be brave and courageous when writing. Main idea number 11. Writing is a form of liberation. Writing is a form of liberation that can help us to break free from our limitations and express our true selves. It is important to be honest and vulnerable when writing. Main idea number 12. Writing is a form of courage. Writing is a form of courage that allows us to face our fears and take risks. It is important to be brave and take risks when writing. Main idea number 13. Writing is a form of resilience. Writing is a form of resilience that can help us to cope with difficult emotions and experiences. It is important to be patient and persistent when writing. Main idea number 14. Writing is a form of self-discovery. Writing is a form of self-discovery that can help us to uncover our true selves. It is important to be honest and open when writing. Main idea number 15. Writing is a form of self-care. Writing is a form of self-care that can help us to nurture our minds and bodies. It is important to be gentle and kind when writing. Main idea number 16. Writing is a form of self-reflection. Writing is a form of self-reflection that can help us to gain insight into our thoughts and feelings. It is important to be mindful and reflective when writing. Main idea number 17. Writing is a form of self-expression. Writing is a form of self-expression that can help us to express our true selves. It is important to be authentic and genuine when writing. Main idea number 18. Writing is a form of storytelling. Writing is a form of storytelling that can help us to share our stories with others. It is important to be creative and imaginative when writing. Main idea number 19. Writing is a form of problem solving. Writing is a form of problem solving that can help us to find solutions to our problems. It is important to be analytical and logical when writing. Main idea number 20. Writing is a form of healing. Writing is a form of healing that can help us to heal from our past experiences. It is important to be compassionate and understanding when writing. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Writing is a process that requires patience and dedication. It is important to take it one step at a time and not be overwhelmed by the entire project. Break down your writing into manageable chunks, such as brainstorming ideas, researching topics, outlining your thoughts, drafting the content, revising for clarity and accuracy, editing for grammar and punctuation errors, proofreading for typos or other mistakes. Each of these steps can help you create an effective piece of writing. It's also important to remember that writing isn't just about getting words on paper, it's about crafting something meaningful with those words. Take time to think through what you want to say before putting pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard. Consider how each sentence contributes to the overall message you're trying to convey. Finally, don't forget that practice makes perfect. Writing takes time and effort, but if you stick with it over time, you will see improvement in both quality and speed. So keep going, even when things get tough, because great writers are made through hard work. Main idea number 2. Writing is a craft that requires practice and skill. It takes time to learn the basics, such as grammar, punctuation, and sentence structure. Once you have mastered these fundamentals, it is important to develop your own style of writing. This can be done by reading widely and experimenting with different techniques. And Lamott's book Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life, provides helpful advice for writers at all levels. She encourages readers to take risks in their writing, embrace imperfection, find their voice through experimentation, and use humor when appropriate. Ultimately, becoming a better writer involves dedication and hard work. You must be willing to put in the effort required to hone your skills over time if you want to become an effective communicator through the written word. Main idea number 3. Writing is a journey that requires exploration and discovery. It is an adventure of self-expression, creativity, and growth. As writers, we must be willing to take risks and explore new ideas. We must be open to the possibility of failure as well as success. The process of writing can often feel like a roller coaster ride with its ups and downs. There will be moments when you feel inspired and motivated, while other times you may feel stuck or overwhelmed by the task at hand. But no matter what happens along the way, it's important to keep going until you reach your destination. And Lamott's book Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life, offers valuable advice for those embarking on this journey. She encourages us to take joy in small victories, such as completing one sentence or paragraph at a time rather than trying to write an entire piece all at once. Writing is indeed a journey, one that can lead us down unexpected paths but ultimately brings us closer to our true selves if we are brave enough to take it. Main idea number 4. Writing is a form of self-expression that allows us to explore our thoughts and feelings. It can be an outlet for emotions, ideas, and experiences that we may not feel comfortable expressing in other ways. Writing gives us the opportunity to express ourselves without fear of judgment or criticism. It is important to be honest and authentic when writing. We should strive to write from the heart rather than trying to impress others with our words. Writing can help us gain clarity on difficult topics or situations, as well as provide insight into how we think and feel about certain things. And Lamott's book Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life, provides valuable advice for writers looking to hone their craft. She encourages readers to embrace their own unique voice while also providing helpful tips on how best to structure stories, create compelling characters, and develop meaningful themes. Main idea number 5. Writing is a form of communication that allows us to share our ideas and experiences with others. It is an essential tool for expressing ourselves, conveying information, and connecting with people from all walks of life. Writing can be used to inform, persuade, entertain, or simply express oneself. In order to effectively communicate through writing, it is important to be clear and concise in our words. We must choose the right words that accurately convey what we are trying to say. Additionally, it helps if we organize our thoughts into logical paragraphs so that readers can easily follow along. And Lamott's book Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life, provides helpful advice on how to write well. She encourages writers not only to focus on the craft of writing but also on the joys of storytelling. Her tips include being honest about one's own experience as a writer, taking risks, embracing imperfection, finding humor in difficult situations, and learning from mistakes. Main idea number 6. Writing is a form of healing that can help us to process our emotions and experiences. It allows us to express ourselves in ways that we may not be able to do verbally, and it can provide an outlet for difficult feelings. Writing can also help us gain clarity on our thoughts and feelings, as well as providing an opportunity for self-reflection. When writing about difficult topics or experiences, it is important to be gentle with ourselves. We should allow ourselves the space and time needed to explore these issues without judgment or criticism. Writing can be a powerful tool for understanding our own stories, but it should never feel like a burden. By taking the time to write down our thoughts and feelings, we are engaging in an act of self-care that has the potential to bring healing into our lives. Through writing, we can learn more about who we are and how best to take care of ourselves. Main idea number 7. Writing is a form of exploration that allows us to delve into our inner world and the world around us. It encourages curiosity and open-mindedness, allowing us to explore ideas, feelings, and experiences in ways we may not have considered before. Writing can be used as a tool for self-discovery, helping us gain insight into ourselves and our lives. And Lamott's book Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life, provides valuable advice on how to approach writing with an exploratory mindset. She emphasizes the importance of being honest with oneself when writing. It is only through this honesty that one can truly explore their thoughts without fear or judgment. Additionally, she encourages writers to take risks while exploring new topics or styles of writing. Ultimately, writing is an invaluable tool for exploration, both internally and externally, that helps foster creativity and understanding. By embracing curiosity and openness when approaching any kind of written work, we are able to discover more about ourselves than ever before. Main idea number 8. Writing is a form of creativity that allows us to express our imagination and create something new. It is an opportunity to explore ideas, tell stories, and share experiences in a unique way. Writing can be used as a tool for self-expression, communication, problem-solving, or simply as an outlet for creative expression. When writing, it is important to be imaginative and playful. Allow yourself the freedom to explore different perspectives and take risks with your words. Don't be afraid to make mistakes, they are often the best teachers when it comes to learning how to write effectively. As Anne Lamott said in her book Bird by Bird, some instructions on writing and life, good writing is about telling the truth, write like you talk, only better. Main idea number 9. Writing is a form of connection that allows us to connect with ourselves and with others. It is an opportunity to express our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in a way that can be shared with the world. Writing helps us make sense of our lives and gives us the chance to explore new ideas or perspectives. When writing, it is important to be open and honest. We should strive for authenticity in our work so that we can create meaningful connections between ourselves and readers. Writing also provides an outlet for self-reflection. By taking time to write about what matters most to us, we can gain insight into who we are as individuals. Ultimately, writing serves as a bridge between people. It enables us to communicate across cultures, generations, and even languages. Through writing, we can share stories from different points of view while still maintaining respect for one another's unique experiences. Main idea number 10. Writing is a form of transformation that can help us to grow and evolve. It allows us to express our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in ways that are meaningful and powerful. Writing can be used as a tool for self-reflection, exploration, and discovery. Through writing, we can explore new ideas, gain insight into ourselves and the world around us, develop empathy for others, create artful stories or poems that capture moments in time. It takes courage to write honestly about our lives, to confront difficult emotions or situations head-on. But it is through this process of facing our fears that we become stronger writers. We learn how to craft words into something beautiful, something with meaning, something with power. Anne Lamott's book Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life, encourages readers to embrace their vulnerability when writing. She reminds us that writing is hard work but also an act of faith, Lamott. By being brave enough to put pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard, we open ourselves up for transformation, we give ourselves permission to grow. Main idea number 11. Writing is a form of liberation that can help us to break free from our limitations and express our true selves. It allows us to explore ideas, feelings, and experiences in ways that we may not be able to do verbally or through other forms of communication. Writing gives us the freedom to express ourselves without fear of judgment or criticism. It is important to be honest and vulnerable when writing. We should strive for authenticity in our work so that it reflects who we are as individuals. This will allow readers to connect with what we have written on a deeper level. Anne Lamott's book Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life, provides valuable insight into how writing can be used as an act of liberation. She encourages writers to embrace their imperfections, take risks, and write from the heart rather than trying too hard for perfectionism. Main idea number 12. Writing is a form of courage that allows us to face our fears and take risks. It takes bravery to put our thoughts, feelings, and ideas down on paper for others to see. Writing can be intimidating because it requires us to confront the unknown and make ourselves vulnerable. But by taking these risks, we open up new possibilities for growth. As Anne Lamott writes in her book Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. When we write with courage, we are able to push past our doubts and express ourselves honestly without worrying about what other people might think or say. Writing with courage also means being willing to take chances in order to create something unique. We must be brave enough to explore uncharted territory and try out different approaches until we find one that works best for us. By doing so, we can discover new ways of expressing ourselves through writing. Ultimately, writing is an act of courage that enables us to share our stories with the world in a meaningful way. Through this process, we gain confidence in ourselves as writers while also inspiring others who read our work. Main idea number 13. Writing is a form of resilience that can help us to cope with difficult emotions and experiences. It allows us to express our thoughts, feelings, and ideas in a safe space without fear of judgment or criticism. Writing can be used as an outlet for stress, anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. It also helps us process our emotions by allowing us to reflect on them in a more organized manner. It is important to be patient and persistent when writing. Writing takes time and practice. It may not come easily at first, but with dedication you will find your own unique style of expression. Don't give up if the words don't flow right away. Keep trying until you find what works best for you. And Lamott's book Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life, provides valuable insight into how writing can be used as a tool for resilience. She encourages readers to take their time when writing, reminding them that good writing takes time, Lamott. Her advice offers comfort during times of difficulty while providing practical tips on how we can use writing as an effective coping mechanism. Main idea number 14. Writing is a form of self-discovery that can help us to uncover our true selves. It allows us to explore our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in an honest and open way. Writing can be used as a tool for reflection and introspection, helping us to gain insight into ourselves and the world around us. Through writing, we can learn more about who we are, what matters most to us, and how we want to live our lives. When engaging in this process of self-discovery through writing, it is important to be honest with ourselves. We should not shy away from difficult topics or uncomfortable emotions. Instead, we should embrace them as part of the journey towards understanding ourselves better. Writing gives us the opportunity to express ourselves without fear of judgment or criticism. By taking time out for writing each day, even if it's just for a few minutes, we can begin the process of self-discovery that will lead us closer towards living authentically according to our own values and beliefs. Main idea number 15. Writing is a form of self-care that can help us to nurture our minds and bodies. It allows us to express ourselves in ways that we may not be able to do verbally, and it can provide an outlet for emotions or thoughts that are difficult to process. Writing can also be used as a tool for reflection, helping us gain insight into our lives and the world around us. When writing, it is important to be gentle and kind with ourselves. We should allow ourselves the freedom to explore whatever comes up without judgment or criticism. Writing does not have to follow any particular structure. Instead, it should flow naturally from within. This will help create an environment where we feel safe enough to express our true selves. Writing can also serve as a form of healing by providing an opportunity for growth and transformation. Through writing, we can learn more about who we are and what matters most in life. By taking time out of each day just for writing, we give ourselves permission to take care of our mental health needs. Main idea number 16. Writing is a powerful tool for self-reflection. It can help us to gain insight into our thoughts and feelings, as well as provide an opportunity to explore our innermost emotions. Writing allows us to express ourselves in ways that we may not be able to do verbally or through other forms of communication. By taking the time to write down our thoughts and feelings, we can better understand ourselves and how we interact with the world around us. When writing, it is important to be mindful and reflective. We should take the time to consider what we are trying to say before putting pen, or keyboard, to paper. This will allow us to create meaningful pieces of work that accurately reflect who we are and what matters most in life. Writing can also be used as a form of therapy or healing. Through writing, we can process difficult experiences or emotions in a safe space without judgment from others. Writing gives us an outlet for expressing our deepest fears, hopes, dreams, and desires, something that cannot always be done verbally. In conclusion, writing is an invaluable tool for self-reflection that helps us gain insight into our own mindsets and beliefs. Taking the time for thoughtful reflection when writing will ensure that your words truly capture your essence. Main idea number 17. Writing is a form of self-expression that can help us to express our true selves. It allows us to explore our thoughts and feelings, and communicate them in an organized manner. Writing can be used as a tool for personal growth, allowing us to reflect on our experiences and gain insight into ourselves. It is important to be authentic and genuine when writing. We should strive to write from the heart, without worrying about what others may think or say about it. Writing should not be done with the intention of pleasing anyone else, instead, it should come from within ourselves. And Lamott's book Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life provides valuable advice for writers who are looking for ways to express themselves through their work. She encourages readers to find their own unique voice in order to create meaningful pieces of writing that will resonate with others. Main idea number 18. Writing is a form of storytelling that can help us to share our stories with others. It is an art form that allows us to express ourselves in ways that are unique and meaningful. Through writing, we can create vivid images and powerful emotions for readers to experience. When crafting stories through writing, it is important to be creative and imaginative. We should strive to make our words come alive on the page so that readers can connect with them emotionally. Writing should also be engaging, it should draw readers in and keep them wanting more. And Lamott's book Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life provides valuable advice for writers looking to hone their craft. She encourages writers not only to tell compelling stories but also to write from the heart, to use their own experiences as inspiration for their work. Main idea number 19. Writing is a form of problem solving. It can help us to identify and articulate our problems, as well as explore potential solutions. Writing encourages us to think critically and analytically about the issues we face, allowing us to break them down into manageable parts that are easier to tackle. By writing out our thoughts and ideas, we can gain clarity on what needs to be done in order to solve the problem. When approaching a problem through writing, it is important not only to consider all possible angles but also be logical in how you approach it. This means looking at the facts objectively and considering different perspectives before coming up with an answer or solution. Writing allows us time for reflection so that we can make sure our conclusions are soundly based. Ultimately, writing is an effective tool for solving problems because it helps us organize our thoughts and come up with creative solutions that may have otherwise gone unnoticed. With practice and dedication, anyone can become adept at using this powerful skill. Main idea number 20. Writing is a powerful tool for healing. It can help us to process our emotions, make sense of difficult experiences, and gain insight into ourselves. Writing allows us to express our thoughts and feelings in a safe space without fear of judgment or criticism. When writing about painful experiences, it is important to be compassionate with ourselves. We should not judge or criticize what we write. Instead, we should allow the words to flow freely from our hearts and minds. Writing can also provide an opportunity for self-reflection and growth as we explore our innermost thoughts and feelings. Writing can be used as a form of therapy that helps us heal from past traumas or emotional wounds. By expressing ourselves through writing, we are able to release any negative energy that may have been stored within us due to these experiences. This can lead to greater peace of mind and improved mental health. Writing is an incredibly powerful tool for healing that has the potential to transform lives if used correctly. It provides an outlet for expression while allowing us the time needed for reflection on our own personal journeys. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.